God's grace and peace be yours today in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Good morning. I'm Pastor Aaron, and it's good to be with you as we gather around God's Word this morning. And I'm excited to be with you as we close out this summer series this morning. Over the last couple weeks and months, we've spent a lot of time talking about being a disciple of Jesus. We've been talking about what does it look like, what does it mean for us to follow Jesus. And as we've looked into the scriptures, we've been able to identify what Jesus has called us to do as people who follow him. What Jesus has called us to do as people who are disciples of Jesus. And namely, Jesus has called us to love. Jesus has called us to love. To love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength. And to love our neighbors as ourselves. And so as we've spent our time looking at what this looks like, we've been able to identify also certain markers of that love. Things like worship, Bible study, prayer, life together that we have in this community, and the mission of God, that we go with God in this mission. These are things that mark a disciple of Jesus. This is what it looks like to follow Jesus. But here's the thing. This isn't some sort of gimmick. This isn't a discipleship process. We're not talking about five easy steps to being a bigger and better disciple of Jesus. But rather, we've spent time talking about these things because this is what it looks like. This is the mark of someone who follows Jesus. And so now as we close this summer time and begin fall, and we close this time of emphasis where we've been talking about following Jesus, I'm reminded of the words from John 10 that we read this morning. Jesus tells us, I am the good shepherd. My sheep follow me because they know my voice. We follow Jesus because he is our good shepherd. You know, for better or for worse, as we look into the scriptures, we see this type of imagery used. We see this metaphor used of the sheep and the shepherd. This begins to describe and explain the relationship that we have with God, a shepherd and his sheep. Now, I didn't grow up on a farm. I didn't grow up in a rural setting even. So I don't know a whole lot about sheep. So this idea that we are sheep and God is our shepherd, I have a really only a vague idea of what that means. It's kind of a foreign concept to me. The closest I've probably ever come to a sheep in real life is when I ordered it off the menu. Maybe that's too much. But it's true. Like we read the scriptures and we see this sheep and the shepherd, and I'm trying to grasp what that truly means. And even still, as I look at God as our shepherd, Jesus as our good shepherd, it's even still more confusing because we have this little asterisk that not only is Jesus called our shepherd here, but throughout scriptures we also see Jesus recognized and characterized as the lamb. So how is it that Jesus is our shepherd, but also at the same time, one of the sheep? And what does that mean for us as members of the flock? Jesus himself is a walking contradiction, and that can be a challenge at times. Jesus, who is God and man, who is one with the Father, and yet at the same time experienced real life in a tangible way on earth as a human being. But even still, we have to recognize shepherds and sheep are very different. Shepherds and sheep have two very different roles. And so what does it mean for Jesus to be our shepherd? And what does it mean for Jesus to be the lamb? Let's focus a moment on Jesus as shepherd. Jesus even says that he is our good shepherd. But what's behind that image? For me, when I think about a shepherd, well, really I'm thinking kind of in modern terms. So I think of sheep herding. And so if you're like me, when I think of sheep herding, I have this image in my brain of rolling green hills, right? Rolling green hills and flocks of sheep being herded by sheepdogs, right? Do you have that picture in your mind? Have you seen those videos with the sheep, the dogs herd the sheep all together? That's what I have the picture in my mind. Dogs nipping at the heels of these sheep to drive them where they need to go, to drive them to the place where they can eat and have water. But the picture of a shepherd in Jesus' time is much different. That shepherd image is not of a shepherd behind the sheep, driving them in fear, but rather the shepherd who leads on ahead of his sheep. During Jesus' time, the shepherd went before his sheep. He didn't drive them with his staff in fear, but rather led them in trust. The sheep trusted their shepherd. He led where they would go to safety. In the same way, Jesus has gone before us. Jesus has not called us to follow him except that he, in any way that he has not gone himself. Jesus has called us down a path that he himself has walked, and now we come to follow him. A shepherd in Jesus' time also spoke to their sheep. And they didn't speak harsh words from behind their sheep to drive them, but rather spoke kind words, soft words, words of comfort and words of direction. That as they led on ahead of their sheep would hear the shepherd's voice. Hear the shepherd's calm and comforting voice, knowing that where he is leading them, it is safe. And just so Jesus speaks to us. As he calls us to himself, he speaks to us words of life and words of comfort and words of direction. As he has gone ahead of us, he calls us and speaks us to follow him. And the shepherd during Jesus' time knew his sheep. This shepherd, he would spend day and night with his sheep. He knew the spots that they had. He would know the different personalities that they would have. Just the same way, if you have a dog or cat at home, or any sort of animal, when you spend time with the animal, you know the little spots that they have on their paws, and you know the little quirks that they have before they go to bed, and you know the little sounds they make when they get scared. Jesus knows his sheep. He knows us personally. He knows us intimately. He was there before we were even conceived. He is God. He knows the hairs on our heads. He knows our hearts. He knows our minds and our deeds. And he loves us. And he desires to know us more and have that relationship with us. Jesus is our good shepherd. Now, at least for me, it's easier for me to think about Jesus as a shepherd than Jesus as a lamb. And that might just be my own personal bias as I struggle with God's or Jesus' divinity and humanity. Maybe I err more on the side of divinity, and I think the shepherd is more easily aligned with that. But think for a moment if Jesus was not our good shepherd. Imagine for a moment if Jesus had called us, but didn't lead us, didn't speak to us, didn't know us. What happens when the sheep don't have a shepherd? They wander. They scatter. They get lost. They get themselves into all sorts of trouble. I saw this video on Facebook the other day of a sheep that had kind of wandered from the flock and fallen into this hole in the ground and couldn't get itself out. And so the shepherd had to come and pull the sheep out. Sheep get into trouble when they don't have their shepherd. We need our shepherd to lead us. And Christ, as our good shepherd, does lead us, but he leads us where he's already gone. Jesus, he doesn't call us into unknown territory, but calls us unto himself, calls us where he's already walked before us. The path that Jesus is calling us on isn't a trail that we have to blaze ourselves, but rather Jesus has set that path before us and now invites us to listen and to follow. Listen to his living word as he speaks to us here in worship, as we gather around God's word, and to follow as he beckons us to follow him, to love. And the fact that Jesus has gone before us tells us something else. Jesus has been in our shoes. Jesus has experienced life just as we have, and he has walked this path before us. Jesus fulfilled what it truly means to love God and to love our neighbor, even before he has called us to follow him. Jesus is one of the sheep right there with us. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. In this same passage in John chapter 10, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Jesus, as the Lamb who has gone before us, laid down his life for the rest of the flock. Jesus went to Calvary's cross to die. Jesus died. And I know that sometimes that can seem almost abstract, but Jesus physically died. And that's not a metaphor. Jesus took our place, paid for our sin. Jesus was the sacrificial lamb that atoned for or covered over our sin. And those words, sacrifice and atone, those are words that we may not think about a whole lot as we think about the sacrificial system that we see in the Bible. See, God's people, in order to be made holy, in order to stand before the will of the Father, needed to make atonement, needed to make payment for their sin. And there's nothing so precious as blood. The currency of life itself. And so we see in the Old Testament, as God's people would take a lamb, pure and innocent, without any blemish or spot, and make a sacrifice to pay and atone for the sins of the people. It's in that same way that Jesus atones for the sin of the world. Jesus Christ was that lamb, a lamb without defect, a lamb without any sort of blemish, a lamb that did not have any infection of sin. And as that lamb, Jesus was obedient to the will of the Father to die on the cross for the sins of the world. So when we talk about Jesus as the Lamb of God, this is what we're talking about. Jesus, who is the sacrifice, for the sins of the world, the costly sacrifice that was made on our behalf, that we might have freedom from our sin, that we might have life and forgiveness from our sin, and salvation that comes in the name of Jesus. But what if he didn't? What if Jesus didn't make that sacrifice? What if Jesus had called us as the shepherd but didn't actually walk down the path as the Lamb of God before us? What if we were expected to navigate that path on our own? Well, if that were true, Christ's call to follow him would be a death sentence. Christ would be calling us to follow him down a path that we could not follow. And so he laid the path for us. To walk down that path is to stand before the will of the Father. And before his will, before his standards, we cannot stack up. We're sinners, each and every one of us, and we need to be holy to stand before God. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 7, it says that we need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Without Christ's blood covering over our sins, there's no holiness. There's no righteousness. There's no justification before God. And so if we're before God down that path without that justification, without that holiness that comes from Christ's blood, the consequence is death. But thanks be to God, that's not the case. Christ, Jesus, matched our disobedience with obedience. He matched our unfaithfulness with faithfulness and paved a path for us to follow him. And even still, to follow Jesus is not an easy thing to do, but that's what we're about here. That's why we spent all this time this summer talking about being a disciple of Jesus, because here at St. Luke's, we're about being disciples. We're about people being people who follow Jesus. Jesus has called us to follow him, to pick up our cross and follow him. And to pick up our cross is to daily deny ourselves and be obedient. Obedient to Christ's call to love. To love our God and to love our neighbor. Even as Jesus himself was obedient to his Father. Again, we read in Revelation chapter 7, verse 17, "For the Lamb, in the midst of the throne, will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, who is one of our flock, has walked down that path for us and has become our shepherd, our good shepherd. Let us follow him. Amen.